The Miss America pageant has pretty much no relevance anymore. The broadcast got 34 million viewers in 1988, and about one-tenth as many in recent years. And unless someone says something really inane or trips, you could easily miss it. But once in a while, it actually does matter.
Miss New York!
Nina Davaluri, a New Yorker, the first person of Indian descent to become Miss America. It was nice, but to be honest, it's just another beauty pageant. Nobody I know was getting emotional about it. Not until the backlash.
Miss America? You mean Miss 7-Eleven?
That's from USA Today's online news report. The announcer was referring to some of the dozens of bigoted comments that popped up on social media.
Some racist tweets even went so far to connect the Miss America winner to terrorism and called her Miss Al-Qaeda.
In this case, I think it points to a certain siege mentality. The notion held by some Americans that they're losing their country fast. Imagine being a birther. Absolutely positive, the president was born in Africa. And then you turn on Miss America. And this woman with a long, exotic name and dark skin is doing a Bollywood dance, whatever that is. Your contestant, the blonde with tattoos who serves in the military, loses. So you tweet about it. A lot of angry people did. But then came the response to the hate from BuzzFeed and CNN and the Daily News, and it overwhelmed the haters. The shaming has been so intense that some of the initial offenders have apologized or even shut down their Twitter accounts. So, as ugly as it did get, I actually think this ended pretty well. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.